What do you do when the thing you've been chasing no longer feels like the thing you're supposed to be chasing? And what do you do when you tell yourself you're choosing something good? You're choosing your family. You're choosing your daughter. You're choosing the safe thing. But if you're completely honest, there's another truth underneath it. Maybe you're afraid that the dream you've carried for so long is never going to happen. Now, that's a hard place to sit in, because sometimes the hardest part of building is not the work. It's being honest enough to admit that what you've been working so hard to build, well, it may not be the life you actually want. And just because a brick doesn't fit, that doesn't mean the building is over. Welcome to the Mission Driven Podcast, the show designed to empower, educate, and encourage you to stay focused and committed to your mission. I'm your host, Dr. AC Cristales. Let's get ready to grow. Welcome back to Mission Driven. I'm Dr. AC Cristales, and this is part four of Brick by Brick. This episode is called Clarity, and today we're laying down a brick that all of us need when we are in a season of closed doors, hard questions, and uncertainty. And that brick is clarity. Because not every closed door means you missed your purpose. Sometimes a closed door is what finally makes you stop and ask, have I been climbing the wrong mountain? For 3 years, I was chasing the title instead of the calling. I was in a climate designed to keep you climbing. You keep applying, you keep trying to move up, you keep thinking the next title, the next position, the next opportunity is going to be the thing that finally says, you made it. But nobody ever stops to ask, is this even the right mountain? Is it? I know that's what I was doing. I'm telling you, I was applying for principal positions everywhere. I was being interviewed for some, and I was being told no. And even when I didn't get the principal role, yeah, it devastated me. Because when you want something so bad, when you work towards something, and you know you've done everything in your power, you put the work in, and you're ready for it, getting told no, well, that can feel personal. But those closed doors forced me to face the truth. And that was this, that wasn't the right mountain. This is not the mountain that I want to climb. And I wonder if somebody listening right now has been climbing a mountain that looks good. It looks good from the outside, but it doesn't feel right on the inside. Maybe people have told you, you'd be great at this. Yeah, you were made for this. I see you in that position. Maybe it's the path everybody expects you to take, but don't climb a mountain just because other people are climbing it. Don't pursue something just because somebody said you could do it. Ask yourself, is this really the mountain that I want to climb? And yeah, sometimes people see a gift in you before you can even see it in yourself. And that's a blessing. I'm not knocking that at all. That is a blessing. But just because someone can see you in some prestigious role doesn't mean that role is for you. It doesn't mean that that's what you're supposed to do. So the key is this, to be true to yourself. Now, today's story has another layer. For the past couple of years, I told myself that I was not going to pursue speaking as hard as I used to because I wanted to be present for my daughter. And that was true. I did. I wanted to be present for my daughter. When you have a daughter who's going through adolescence and trying to figure out who she is, that's a season as a parent. You never get back, and you definitely don't want to miss. See, I didn't have a father in my life growing up, but I had a mom, and my mom was strong. She was mom and dad, but even with all her strength, there were many things that I had to learn on my own. So when I became a father, I made a promise to myself that I never wanted my daughter to carry that same absence. I wanted her to be present. I wanted her to be there for her. But the more I sat with, why am I not speaking or pursuing speaking as much as I used to, the more I had to admit that wasn't the whole truth, because two truths can't exist at the same time. See, I had been chasing the dream of being a full-time speaker, living my life as a full-time speaker since 2014. I wanted to build a legacy like John Maxwell's. That's my guy. I wanted to be like John Maxwell, using leadership to reach people, equip people, and help them become better. That's my dream. And at the time, I had been chasing that dream for 7 years. But my life wasn't looking the way I had envisioned it. Not at all. 7 years in, and I was nowhere close to where I thought I would be. It wasn't happening the way I wanted it to happen, or as fast as I wanted it to happen. And if I'm honest, well, impatience is one of my biggest weaknesses. So in the fall of 2021, my brother and I, we opened the Tap House business. But I want you to know, I didn't do that because I was done speaking. I wasn't closing the book on speaking. I simply believed that having this business could be another avenue for impact. But when the business didn't work out in the fall of 2022, well, that failure made me afraid to try again. And like Rocky speaking to Adrian on the beach in Rocky 3, I was afraid. Afraid of never making it. Afraid of being rejected again. So I thought maybe I just need to become a principal. Maybe I just need to work in the education school system until I retire. So yeah, I wanted to be there for my daughter, but I was also afraid. So the question I had to ask myself was this. What was I protecting when I told myself I was choosing my daughter over my dream? Maybe that's your question today. What are you actually protecting? What are you not pursuing because you feel you have to protect something and you're telling yourself, well, why would I pursue a business again if it's just going to fail? Or why would I put myself out there again if they're just going to reject me? They're just going to tell me no. They're just going to tell me that, hey, we went with somebody else. See, I get it. Those are real fears. But sometimes we think we're protecting ourselves, and what we're really doing is keeping ourselves from living. And what I want, well, I want you to live. Don't let a dream that didn't pan out years ago stop you from dreaming today. Because that's what happens. We stop trying. We tell ourselves we're being realistic when really we're just trying not to get hurt again. Now, I'm not saying your reasons aren't real. I'm not saying they're not valid. Sometimes you do need to put certain things on hold, but be truthful with yourself, because in the right time, you know what's going to happen? What you really want is going to show up. And then you'll say, wow, this is what I really want to do. And I think that's where clarity comes in. Sometimes the things you thought had to stay in your life start falling away. They leave. They're not even there anymore. A position, a title, a relationship, a plan you had for yourself, it just falls away. And your first instinct is to try and grab it, to put it back, to try to make it work, to tell yourself, no, this has to be the way. This has to be the way. This is how I planned it. This has to be the way. But clarity forces you to get honest. Maybe this isn't the brick for you. Maybe that position is not for you. Maybe you don't need that title to prove who you are. Maybe that partner isn't for you. Maybe the plan you had for yourself is not the plan you're meant to try and keep forcing. And clarity is being able to see that even when it hurts. Because you can't build the life you're called to build while you're still holding on to bricks that were never meant to fit. For me, it was not that I was a failure because I didn't get that position. I never became principal. It was that I was trying to make the principal path the brick that had to fit in my life. I was trying to make the title the thing that confirmed my purpose. But life, life humbles you. You realize, you know what? This isn't it. Now, that doesn't mean you're not called to lead, all right? It just means you may not be called to lead in the way you thought you were supposed to lead. It's the same with people. Sometimes we try to make people fit into our lives. We want them in our lives. We try to make people be there for us. We try to keep this relationship, this network together because we think that brick, building that relationship, has to stay to help us with what we're building. But let me tell you something. Those who want to be there for you will be there for you. And in the grand scheme of things, some bricks simply don't belong in what you're building now. And not for one second do I believe that time is wasted, because it's easy to say, man, I've just wasted all this time. But no time is wasted when you're willing to learn from it. See, every season has something to teach you. And sometimes the season lasts longer because we keep going back to the same thing. So when you feel like nothing is happening, know that something is happening. You're being prepared. Now, I've always said this too. If you go through something and you don't learn from it, well, then you went through it in vain. So ask yourself, what can I learn from what I went through? What can I learn from the business that didn't work out? What can I learn from the door that closed? Because that is how pain becomes purpose. For me, the calling never left. Even while I was fearful, the calling remained. See, a few months before I got the news about the associate principal role, Michael Wright opened the door for me to speak in Stockton, California. I got to kick off a school district school year at their convocation. And the beautiful thing is that the opportunity came because he remembered me from 2018 when I facilitated a professional development workshop for police officers, and he was a police officer at the time. And I remember once I finished, he told me, man, one day I'm going to bring you out to Cali to speak. And years later, he was serving in the school district and he stayed true to his word. And for that, I'm eternally grateful to him. Now, weeks later, after he had set it up, everything was good to go, I got the news that I didn't get the associate principal role. And again, that hurt. But you know what? Stockton was still there. The door to speak was still there. Now, that didn't take away all the disappointment, but it did remind me that one closed door can never take away what God has in store for me. Now, one of the things that I remember most about me speaking in Stockton, California in August of 2025 was that there was a teacher who heard my message. And after, she came up to me and told me, look, I've been teaching for 30 years and your speech reminded me why I do what I do. Thank you. And her words were confirmation that I needed. And that confirmation was this, that not every opportunity would come the way I wanted. Not every closed door would suddenly make sense. But it confirmed that the gift was still there. The impact was still there. The calling was still there. Because perhaps God wasn't only preparing a platform, perhaps he was also shaping me into the father my daughter needed during one of the most important seasons of her life. Because while I was wrestling with rejection, while I was fighting to keep going, while I was getting knocked down and getting back up, guess what? I was still there. I was there for her during her high school years, so she wouldn't just hear me talk about perseverance. She would watch it. So maybe the delay was not only about my calling. Maybe it was also about my legacy. Maybe he's not just preparing something for your future. Maybe he's preparing you to be the person you need to be right now. Because if you go through bad leadership and you let it teach you instead of harden you, you learn. That's not how I want to lead. If you go through failure and you learn what it feels like when something doesn't work out, now when somebody else is sitting in their disappointment, you don't just have nice, encouraging words to say. You now have something real to give them. I truly believe I can help people more because of my pain than I could have if everything had gone perfectly for me. And I believe that for you too. You know, I look at my daughter now. She's about to start her senior year in a couple of days. And I see her growth. I see her ambition. I see her working toward her dreams, pursuing college, pursuing getting recruited. And I'm thankful. Maybe she saw that. You don't stop just because life gets hard. Maybe she saw a father who got news that disappointed him, but he kept believing and he kept working and building anyway. So maybe I was being prepared for both. Prepared to be there for my daughter and prepared to step back into the calling. Prepared to stop chasing the title and start walking in purpose. But I couldn't see any of that until I got clarity.
I needed to get clear, clear that the title wasn't my purpose, clear that closed doors weren't evidence that I had missed my calling, clear that some things had to fall away because they were never meant to be part of the life I am building. That is why this brick is clarity, because clarity helps you see that your quiet season is not wasted. It helps you see that what fell away may have been making room for something that fits better. So this week, get honest. Write down the mountain you've been climbing, but then I want you to ask yourself three questions. What do I really want? What am I actually protecting? And what am I trying to force into my life that I need to let go? Now, you don't have to answer every question today, but clarity starts when you stop lying to yourself about what you want, what you fear, and what no longer fits. And once you find your sweet spot, that's the mountain you're supposed to be climbing. And when you stop fighting for what was never meant for you, guess what? You make room for what life actually has for you. So keep building, keep learning, keep laying the next brick. That about wraps up another episode of Mission Driven. Thank you so much for tuning in. I truly appreciate you tuning in to this show and tuning into this episode. Now, if this episode spoke to you, subscribe to Mission Driven, whether on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, so you don't miss the next brick we lay together. And if you know somebody who's trying to figure out whether they're climbing the right mountain, then send this episode to them. Again, truly appreciate you listening. And if you have a moment, leave a review. 5 stars, baby. 5 stars. It helps this message reach more people who need it. I'm Dr. AC Cristales, and this has been Mission Driven. I'll see you next time. And as always, I wish you faith, hope, love.